I'm only slightly embarrassed to admit that I don't recall much from sixth grade social studies. But one section of the year I do remember pretty well. We're talking about world explorers and conquerors. And my teacher devoted a couple of days to talking about Hernan Cortes, the Spanish conquistador. In the 1500s, he was an exceptionally successful but brutal conqueror. He's portrayed as the villain in all these cartoon movies about that time period. And my teacher posed the following question to us. She said, "Legend goes when Cortes arrived in Mexico to conquer the Aztec Empire. As soon as his soldiers disembarked, he had ordered all of his own ships be burned, stranding his own army in the land of Mexico." Now, what was he doing? Why did Cortes burn his own ships and force his army to stay on the island? That was a question she posed to our class. And we suggested all kinds of creative, wild ideas, all of which were wrong. And she said, "I'll leave you in suspense. Think about it. Think about it over tonight and come back tomorrow and we'll talk about it some more." Came back the next day and still weren't able to grasp what the answer was. Well, I'm not going to leave you in suspense for very long. In fact, I'll even give you a hint. In Parshas Matos, in Perek Lamed Aleph, and Pasuk Zayin, Sukkim described the war when Bnei Yisrael went to go fight against Midian. The Pasuk says, "Vayitzpu'u al Midian." The Jewish people surrounded, they congregated around Midian. In Chazal, in the Sifrei, on this Pasuk, have a drasha. When Bnei Yisrael go to war against their enemies, they should not, or cannot, surround the enemy on all four sides. They cannot congregate and close off any escape route. They must allow the enemy an opportunity to retreat. That seems counterintuitive. Sounds like misplaced compassion. Why should the Jewish army allow the enemy a chance to run away? Putting our own soldiers at risk, perhaps. The Meshech Chachma and the Torah Tmima, in this week's Parsha, have the same idea, very beautiful idea. They explain that when you surround an enemy on all four sides, completely boxing them in, you are forcing the enemy to fight in desperation. With no other option, they're going to fight to the death, because what choice are you leaving them? For the sake of our own army, not compassion for them, for the sake of military strategy, it's a smart decision never to box your enemy in, never forcing your enemy to reach down and fight with all their strength. Better to allow them an opportunity to run away, to flee. And in that sense, when they do fight, they're not fighting with all their strength. And ultimately, it was a successful strategy for the Jewish people. And my teacher explained it. I guess Cortes must have learned Chumash or something, but Cortes had the similar strategy about his own army. The same advantage we don't want to give to our enemies, Cortes realized he can manufacture and create for his own army. By boxing in his own army, by destroying any opportunity for escape, he was basically telling his soldiers, there's no option of fleeing. You can fight and win, or you can die. There is no option for escape. And ultimately, Cortes was an exceptionally successful conquistador with this strategy. And taking it out of the context of war, we in our own lives have plenty of battles, plenty of struggles, plenty of things that we want to accomplish. And we have some kochos that we've never been able to access, because as long as we have an escape route, as long as we have the option of backing out, of turning it down, of running away, we're never pushed to the brink. We're never pushed to that point where we have to reach down and fight with desperation, with complete commitment, all in. We tell ourselves that we don't have the ability to learn during a busy work week. We don't have time to do chesed. We don't have the willpower to go on a diet to be healthy. But think about it. Think about a time when something had to get done. You had a busy work week, but you were speaking at a simcha that week, and you had to prepare a Dvar Torah. And you know what? It got done. Or one week you signed up to make a Shabbat Brachos for somebody else, or Rachmana Letzlan, prepare for a Shiva house. And you know what? It got done. Somehow the chesed was able to be accomplished. Or you have to fit into a gown, or doctor says you have to lose weight by a certain time. Somehow it got done. When push comes to shove, when we're not given the choice to back out, when we feel pressured, there's a deadline, we're committed to something, we don't have the option of running away, suddenly we're forced to buckle down and access strength we didn't know we had. And this is the power of the first section of our parsha, the topic of nedarim. Nedarim is a chance for a person to obligate themselves to something they want to do, or to swear off something they don't want to get involved with. As long as they have the option of choosing whether to or not, very often people fail in their own personal goals. But by creating a neder, creating the hischaivus, creating the obligation, or what person can't back down, ultimately allows us to access kochos we didn't realize we had. In Parshas Naso, a very famous example of a neder is a naziris, a person taking on the high stature of becoming a nazir. And the pasuk there explains, Isho Isha, a person, ki yafli, who takes on the pela, the wonder, lindor neder, to make a promise to become a nazir. What's that word pela doing there? The Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Naso explains that a person may look at a certain goal and say, it's out of my reach, it's a pela, it's beyond, it's a wonder, it's completely out of my grasp. But by taking on a neder, by promising, committing, locking oneself in without allowing a chance to escape, by burning one's own bridges, destroying one's own ships off the island, by locking ourselves in to commit to do something, suddenly it has to get done. Nedarim are a way in our personal lives to accomplish what Cortez was able to accomplish with his soldiers, the advantage we're scared to give to our enemies at war. And Chazal speak very negatively about making formal nedarim, but we can take on the same idea of a neder. If we are desirous of having more chance to learn or more chesed opportunities, sign up, even though it doesn't seem like we're going to have enough time to learn. Well, if I have a chavrusa, then this is an obligation to go. If I promise to give a speech or to give a shir on something, then I have to prepare it, regardless of what else is going on in my week. If someone puts up a flyer about someone in need, and I immediately, without thinking, sign up, I'm going to take care, I'm going to supply the fundraiser, I'm going to make sure to arrange a meal for someone who just had a baby. The second I sign up, I'm locked in. There's no way to back out. And now I'm going to reach down and have to find the strength to do what it is I really want to do. To find an exercise buddy, to make a certain deadline of when I have to lose weight by. Suddenly, these things are not a choice. When we're locked in, we find we have the strength to go forward and accomplish the things we really want to accomplish. Hashem should help us have the strength to make commitments to things that we really want to do, and to lock ourselves in, to burn our bridges, to prevent ourselves from having the option of escape. By buckling down and really pushing ourselves forward, we can accomplish amazing things.